producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
On the radio, 7 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, all about bailouts. What's good? What's bad? Who can we help? How can we help? What's turned everybody on today? Well, let's see what we need to know about what's going on in Michigan. The water problems in Flint continue. I believe, not that I'm trying to sound like I'm a know-it-all or on first base, but I think I was the first person nationally to start talking about this. I happen to, my radar, or some people call it the tinfoil, my tinfoil or radar goes up when I'm looking around and I see things like this. So I grab things. The concussion thing back 5 years ago was an example of it. And I think this may be too. About a month ago, I started talking about this because it looked like there was something that was, if you'll pardon the pun, leaking out of Flint. And nobody was paying any attention to it at the time. So what does it take to fix the problem? Recognizing what the problem is first. And so now the problems have become so severe that Governor Rick Snyder may face a call for his resignation. A lot of people are saying he's the person responsible for this, not the local officials in Flint, but Snyder is up against the wall, frankly. So the question is for many of us who may or may not have this type of a problem sort of lurking in the background, what do you have to look for? What is there about this that has made it so bad? How did it get this bad before somebody opened up their mind, their eyes, their mouth, whatever? Here's Dr. Mona Hannah Atisha, who's director of pediatric residency at Hurley Children's Hospital, which is located in Flint. She tells how the discovery came about late last summer.
In late August, we were hearing reports from the Virginia Tech group that there was lead in the water. And when pediatricians hear about lead anywhere, we freak out. We know lead. Lead is a known, potent, irreversible neurotoxin. So we wanted to see if that lead in the water was getting into the bodies of children. So that's when we started doing our research. And what we found was alarming, but not surprising based on what we knew about the water. The percentage of children with elevated lead levels tripled in the whole city. And in some neighborhoods, actually it doubled in the whole city, and in some neighborhoods it tripled, and it directly correlated with where the water lead levels were the highest. So we shared these results at a press conference, and you don't usually share research at press conferences. It's supposed to be shared in published medical journals, but which now it is. But we had an ethical, moral, professional responsibility to alert our community about this crisis, this emergency.
Ethics, morals, how does, when you think about what's going on there, and I say going on because it's still going on, it sort of reminds me of a couple of other things that have come to the surface in the news lately and things that people are talking about that point directly to the inefficiencies of government. And you all know that's one of my big things as well, how a government just fails at pretty much every level. Do they do good things? Depends on the state you live in. Depends on the local jurisdiction, of course. There are plenty of people who are doing good things. But there's no excuse for this whatsoever. Here, Dr. Atisha explains the research that she did on the water there and the children's the problem that they're having with lead in their blood.
We routinely screen children for lead at the ages of 1 and the ages of 2. Medicaid children who are on public insurance are recommended to get lead screening. So we had the data. It was the easiest research project I have ever done. So all we did was go back and look at our data, and we compared the percentage of children with elevated lead levels before the water switch, which was 2013, to 2015, and that water switch happened in 2014.
So I'm making a direct correlation now to this situation in Flint and what's going on here in Los Angeles County with a gas leak, where I think 1,400 families have had to move out of their homes. There is the pace of fixing this is so slow. The officials who work for the gas company and work for the city and the state say it may be February before this gets fixed. What do they have? They got a gas leak. So you dig around where the gas leak is and you plug it. Why is it going to take until February to fix this? It's, again, one of these things. Okay, so a little more factual light shining on this thing. It isn't funny, but yet it's so pathetic that what else do you do? You cry or you laugh about it or you want to just throttle somebody? This is what happened after the doctor held a news conference to warn the people in that city about their water.
We were attacked. So I was called an unfortunate researcher, that I was causing near hysteria, that I was splicing and dicing numbers, and that the state data was not consistent with my data. And as a scientist, as a researcher, as a professional, you double check and you triple check, and the numbers didn't lie. So, and we knew that. But when the state, with a team of like 50 epidemiologists tells you you're wrong, you second guess yourself. But that lasted just a short period. And we regrouped and told them why, no, you were wrong. And after about a week and a half or 2 weeks, after some good conversations, they relooked at their numbers and finally said that the state's findings were consistent with my findings.
So who do you want to throttle now? 888-302-3684. The posting of this question, I guess, in league with other governmental failures. Facebook.com/Good Day, Twitter at Good Day. If you feel like you want to be heard in a way, I don't be heard, but be just get it off your mind, out of your system. That's what I want to do. In a moment, the Michigan governor appears on the CBS Evening News and looks and sounds like the dummy and the jerk that he is. And that's coming up in a moment here on Good Day.
Why are there seasonal beers? Because as seasons change, so do our thirsts. In hot summer, we crave something light and citrusy, like Sam Adams Summer Ale. Leaves change, and we seek out the malty comfort of Oktoberfest. Winter's chill makes us want rich, warm brews, like Winter Lager. Then spring blooms and beer turns bright again. Sam Adams Cold Snap. Crisp and refreshing. The beer brewed to bring you from snow to sun. Sam Adams Cold Snap. Boston Beer Company, Boston, Mass. Drink responsibly.
Hi, you've reached Burger King. To leave a message, press 1.
Hey, Burger King, it's Mike calling again. I called a billion times about the burgers and the chicken and the flame grilling. My big idea. Call me back. I'm here at home.
Michael, didn't we talk about you trying the new flame-grilled chicken burger from Burger King? A savory flame-grilled chicken patty topped with veggies on a toasted bun, now just two for $5. Or mix and match with another delicious sandwich, part of the two for $5 deal. The new flame-grilled chicken burger, only at Burger King. Limited time only, price and participation vary.
Remember when a small business needed a landline? Today, landlines are a thing of the past with Grasshopper, the entrepreneur's phone system. On the road, at the beach, or at home, Grasshopper helps you grow your business. Get all the features of a business phone system and the freedom of a cell phone with our iPhone and Android apps. Features include multiple extensions for your team, calls forwarded to your mobile phones, voicemails transcribed and emailed, and so much more. See how it works at grasshopper.com, the entrepreneur's phone system.
Your locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy is committed to helping you and your wallet stay healthy.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my Health Mart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. They can help you, too.
Start saving for the things you love. Visit healthmart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart Pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy. As your financial advisor, I require a small 12% commission in addition to a 3% subcommission on every financial transaction and a 9% commissionary commission on top of the honorarium.
Honorarium?
It's like a commission.
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because with TurboTax Absolute Zero, you can file your simple tax return for free. There are no hidden costs. It's simple, and it's absolutely free. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. For simple U.S. returns only, offer may end without notice. See offer details at TurboTax.com.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. Help me keep feeling my best. I use odor-free Blue Emu made with real emu oil. Blue Emu continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue Emu, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue Emu. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, 17 after the hour. Our focus now is on the situation in Flint, Michigan, which may be one of the most important things for us to discuss, or for, in general, the conversation to focus on these sorts of things, especially during an election year. I don't know whether the governor's up for election. I have a feeling he's not in Michigan, but these sorts of things happen all around the country, and I think these are the sorts of things that the average citizen wants to see end. Why wouldn't you? Why would you want to put up with this? Here's Scott Pelley talking to Governor Snyder of Michigan, but you'll notice that he doesn't answer the questions that Pelley's asking him.
Governor, is the water in Flint safe today?
We don't want to consider it safe, Scott. I think we've seen progress in terms of improvements in the water testing, but until it's been thoroughly tested, including third-party verification, we want people to assume that they should be using filters or bottled water as an interim measure.
So fair to say you don't know what the lead content is in the water?
Well, again, we don't want people to believe it's safe. Extensive testing is going on, has been going on for some time, and we are seeing improvements in the water supply, but we don't want people to believe it's appropriate to drink at this point in time, and that's why I'm proud to have the National Guard out there working hard.
I don't understand why you can't give us the latest testing data and what it shows for the water in Flint. What is the number?
I don't have the number at the top of my head of the very latest data. And it varies by parts of the city.
I would think that the governor of Michigan would have those numbers at the top of his mind right now.
Until they're in a range that is considered safe, I don't actually want to get into the issue of, by zip code or by street, what the particular sayings are.
He sounds like, am I being too harsh here? Kara Schillen is in the control room in Washington. Am I being too harsh? This guy sounds like a weakling, just a two-bit politician.
That's what I was going to say. You mean he sounds like a politician who doesn't want to answer the question?
Right, yeah.
Very much like going roundabout, saying the same thing over again. Like, we don't want you to believe, instead of just saying, hey, it's not safe.
Right. Or take some credit. Or it'd be basically, it's your fault, apparently, from where the water is flowing downhill, it's all into his office.
Well, that's exactly what it sounds like, is kind of putting the, you know, maybe not the blame, but the responsibility on the people of, we don't want you to believe it's safe, so we don't want you to think that you can drink it. No, like, take responsibility. We're the reason that it's like this.
Right. How long has this been going on? How much did you know? That's the question I want to know. Pelley asks him what went wrong.
Let's be plain. What went wrong in the Department of Environmental Quality?
They were too technical. They followed literally the rules. They didn't use enough common sense to say in a situation like this, there should be more measures, there should be more concern, and it has led to this terrible tragedy that I'm sorry for, but I'm going to fix.
If the pipes throughout the city are corroded, how do you fix this problem?
You can recoat these pipes in all likelihood, and that's what we're going through that process now. If we've enhanced the corrosion controls to really put a coating back on the pipe so it can be safely used. Because as you know, many places in this country do have lead pipes, but water comes out safely because of this coating process.
He's right about that. We did that in my town of Framingham, Massachusetts. But you still sound like a weakling jerk. 21 past the hour on Good Day.
choices right against our bodies every day. But growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Bring me sunshine.
All right, time for us to lighten it up a little bit. If you've never heard me get excited about the Jive Aces, you're about to hear me get excited. This was their original hit. If you don't know anything about them, pretty much how this song winds up will tell you what they're all about. All right, so as we get into our musical moment here, just know this is a group called the Jive Aces, and this was their first big hit called Bring Me Sunshine. Crank it up, Kara.
Make me happy through the years.
Love this.
Never bring me tears. Let your arms be as warm as the sun from up above. Bring me sun, bring me sunshine, bring me love.
Alright, here we go. Get ready.
Bring me sunshine.
Ooh-ha.
In your smile.
Yeah.
Make me happy.
Make me happy.
All the while. In this world where we live, there should be more happiness.
Bah.
So much joy we can give to each man you've got tomorrow. Make me happy.
Make me happy.
Through the years.
You're not sitting still for this, Kara, are you?
And it's in.
Have you ever heard this before?
I've heard this. I'm sure
you've
probably played it on the show before.
Yeah, okay. All right, so what we have here is a wonderful way of communication. Music, in and of itself, in its varied forms, for most people, is nothing but pleasure and good. And this certainly is an example of it for me. And this is not an age thing. And I say this sometimes. I'm a little more conscious of it lately because Kara is young enough to be a younger daughter of mine, for sure. And I know that my two children, who are older than you are, really kind of dig this. But when you hear it, or if you were, let's say you were at a party and somebody started playing this, would it be a conversation about, wow, listen to these old dudes? Or would it just be, hey, this is cool music?
I think people would like it. I don't even know if there would be a conversation. I just think that people would enjoy listening to it. It kind of, I don't know, feels like it transcends time, kind of.
Yes, all right, that's good. Okay, so The reason that we focused on the old one is because I want you, we've had them featured several times in the last year or two in our Video of the Day slot. Today's Video of the Day is from these folks. It's the music video for their latest single called Smile. And so here is Smile. The album is called Spread a Bit of Happiness.
Although your heart is aching,
you'll know the song.
Smile even though it's breaking. Though there are clouds,
I'm confident it's going to wind up like the other
one. You'll get by if you.
Matter of fact, we had Ian on this program. Ian Clarkson from the Jive Aces had been on before. He was born in Liverpool, lived a couple of doors down from Paul McCartney's brother. So they've been performing all over Europe. Mostly they're very popular in London and all over England. And the songs that they recreate are Louis Prima, Cab Calloway, Bobby Darin, Louis Armstrong, Dean Martin songs. The band was a semi-finalist on Britain's Got Talent. And in fact, the first actually live band playing real instruments in front of the judges was this group. And they did so well with Bring Me Sunshine that they just kept going. They're going to be appearing in Fort Myers, Fort Pierce, Clearwater over the next few days before they go back to England. Gee, I wish I was going to be down there. I would love to see them. So here they are. Appreciate the Jive Aces in the Video of the Day slot. Here they go.
Smile even though it's breaking.
48 after this. Good day.
In the sky, you get by. If you smile through your fears and sorrow, smile and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun come shining through.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Afrin No Drip. Afrin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Afrin. Afrin, powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Afrin.com.
While most video surveillance solutions capture and store hours of nothing, CUDA Eye by Barracuda Networks only captures video when something happens. Once captured on camera, the video evidence is immediately encrypted and sent to the cloud for safe storage and easy retrieval from any web browser or mobile device. With CUDA Eye, there's no network configuration or software to install. Just plug one or more cameras into your network to better protect your business. Don't get caught with nothing. Do something about it. Check out CUDAEye.com. That's CUDAEye.com.
It's simple mathematics. If you have more hair on your brush or your comb or down the sink, that means there's not as much hair on your head, right? Ladies and gentlemen, your hair doesn't need to keep falling out. You need to replace the hair, and you'll do it naturally with Provia if you take my advice. Call 800-525-8319 to get your hair back or your money back. This is an all-natural product, clinical-grade botanical extracts that work to cleanse your hair. Cleanse your scalp. Cleanse everything in that area where the hair needs to be growing. Clean up your act. Clean up your hair. Get your hair back again. It doesn't make a difference whether you got colored hair or treated hair. Provia works. 800-525-8319. So do yourself a favor. Get on with it right now. Get started. Order Provia, and you'll get a second bottle free when you mention Doug Steffen at 800-525-8319. That's Provia, 800-525-8319.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light Systems system today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey light, the Berkey guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
What are you listening to?
Have you tried the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line? It's easy. Just punch in 605-477-3712. No apps, no data, no internet needed.
And no extra costs if you have unlimited minutes.
Call now, 605-477-3712. Now you can listen to Doug Steffen when you want. Bookmark the Doug Steffen 24/7 listen line number today, 605-477-3712. Got it? Call 605-477-3712.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Is on. It's a good day to get gone.
Now 33 after the hour now, the Doug Steffen Report to the nation with the sounds of the newsmakers and commentary as well in any number of forms. 888-302-3684. Carol will screen your call. If you have something important to say, we will have you share it with everybody. I'm sharing my opinions. And you can share yours, or what do you know about these circumstances? So we go from Michigan and the fiasco there with the water to the East Coast and what is going to be a fiasco for the next probably 2, 3, 4 days. The underscore here, it just everything comes back and points to the same thing. Why, with just an inch of snow on the ground in Washington, is the nation's capital pretty much at a standstill? The major storm, the cold, all of that sort of thing, is yet to really take hold in Washington. As a matter of fact, Kara, you say there's about an inch of snow and that's it, and that's what's paralyzed Washington?
Yeah, no, I mean, it's not all of it, but definitely I'm watching the news here, and there are still roads that are backed up from last night's traffic because it started snowing during rush hour and they didn't freak the roads. 5:30
in the morning, west East Coast time, 5:35, and it still is a mess.
Mm-hmm.
So this major storm is going to, this is nothing actually as to what it's going to be from tonight through Friday and into Saturday, it appears, where you are and up the coast. From Friday morning, sometime during the day on Friday into Saturday, looks like there is, some people say, it's the perfect storm, another one of those. It's wintertime, for God's sakes. And going back to Washington for a second, I remember, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years ago, it was about 3 or 4 years ago, I get stuck in one of these storms in Washington, and Rich picked me up at the airport, and we drove to his house, which is normally 15 minutes away from the airport. Took us 2 hours and 40 minutes to get there, because people just didn't know. It was slush on the road. It wasn't even any real snow. And they don't know how to drive. And every year now, for a number of years, these same problems have beset Washington, and there's no preparation. They don't know how to get rid of the snow. They don't know how to drive in the snow because they're in denial. They keep saying, well, we don't really have snowstorms here, and so why should we spend millions of dollars to prepare? I suppose that's a way of looking at it, but there's probably a happy medium somewhere, a way in which to have people still be operable. Isn't that the job of government? To somehow or other find a way to do the best with whatever circumstances there are. And certainly an inch of snow ought not to shut down one of the major centers, it is the government center, major cities in our country, because it's snowing pretty much now consistently at least once or twice a year, and nobody's dealing with it. It's pretty it's pretty amazing. So, forecasters calling for up to 3 feet of snow in some places. Now, remember, last year at this time, on the ground, and I'll give my farm as an example, there was twice as much snow on the ground by this time last year, and at one point in February, there was 11 feet of snow on the straight pasture in my my farmyard. 11 feet. This is before it got piled up, before the snow plows and the loaders and stuff came in to clean things up. And I had cows dying. They couldn't get from one side of the feedlot to the other. It was incredible. It was an unbelievable mess. For those of you who, my reference to cows is because I'm a dairy farmer in addition to being a broadcaster. Anyway, so 3 feet of snow. The epicenter of the storm may be in Washington, depending on what happens in the next 24 hours. You guys, this could be the storm of the century for you there. But as usual, the news media is all about the horrors of what's going on so that you'll keep watching them. Here from CNN, Jake Tapper talked about the storm, comparing it to another storm, winter storm from the 1920s.
What could be the worst winter storm to hit parts of the East Coast if the models hold true? The D.C. area will be in the bullseye. Philly, New York, Boston could also get buried. Snowfall in a 24-hour period could top the so-called Knickerbocker storm. That's D.C.'s worst on record in 1922, named after a theater where a roof collapsed, killing 100 people inside. In more recent memory, there was Snowpocalypse and Snowmageddon in 2010. Both storms, just days apart, crippled the Northeast.
Well, there are the people who are crying, global warming, the sky is falling, look at all the changes. Hello. Tapper just gave you an example of the same kind of storm that happened in the 1920s, other storms since then. So it is an Armageddon of the skies, but it's going to be inconvenient. Hopefully, I remember when I was a kid, I thought this stuff was great. And built igloos, and then we had terrific fun with it. But today, everything, look, mother, don't let your kids outside because they liably get caught in the snow. What? It's good to go out in the snow and play in the snow. It's good for you. Here's a meteorologist named Tom Sater who wants to make sure you understand how big a storm this is.
I spent 10 years in D.C., and usually Washington's on that rain-snow line. But we've got a blizzard watch from Leesburg to Frederick, down to Fredericksburg, over to Mechanicsville, to Annapolis, Baltimore, up north to Aberdeen. It's going to come down. But it's more than just a blizzard watch. All of the watches in blue here, winter storm watch, will change the warnings. Several states are involved in this, some getting severe weathers, tornadoes in the south. Significant icing starts tomorrow. Now, there's a little batch of some light snow that's just a precursor, just to remind you, buy the loaves of bread now, and if you want to, go out and get that shovel. But for some, it's going to take much more than that. The storm is moving out of Colorado, and here it comes. It comes down to Colorado. Tomorrow, the icing starts to take shape in parts of Oklahoma and Arkansas. Significant icing around Memphis. Then it's the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Ice. A third of an inch, maybe a half inch in parts of the Carolinas. Then the snow picks up. This is mainly Friday night into around midday Saturday. But as the energy kicks off the coast, it's the winds. 35 mile per hour. sustained winds to get a blizzard. But we're talking 50, 55, 60 mile per hour wind gust. Full moon Saturday. High tide Saturday. Coastal erosion. Coastal flooding.
The perfect. It is. It's a perfect storm. I can laugh because I'm in California and I'm too worried about what's going on there. And even if I were there, I wouldn't be worried about it because you deal with it. This is another example of the wimpification of America. Oh, my God, look at it. It's snowing. Yeah? It snows in the wintertime. That's what winter's all about. Why don't you have some fun with it? Oh, I can't get to work today. Okay, so you stay home. Work will still be there tomorrow. And most of you do half of your work from home using the various utensils you have, whether it's a computer or an iPad or the iPhone or whatever it is. So give it a break. Have some fun with it. Here's Lester Holt on NBC talking about, again, using the news media's best available threats. This is the biggest storm of the century, et cetera, et cetera.
Urgent preparations are underway right now for a major snowstorm developing for the East Coast later this week that forecasters say could be the biggest in a century in some cities. It will come on the heels of another storm that's impacting several states tonight. The next storm predicted to hit on Friday, paralyzing travel and dropping double-digit snowfall amounts on major cities including New York, Philadelphia, and Washington, which is already under a blizzard watch starting Friday afternoon. Right now, airlines are warning passengers of possible flight disruptions as we head toward the weekend.
Really? Possible? Really? Possible flight disruptions. Man, you're talking about the understatement. If you're traveling to the East Coast this weekend, cancel it. Just don't go because you'll sit in an airport for hours, maybe days. It'll be, I remember going through the Baltimore-Washington airport once 4, 5, 6 years ago after a storm. There were thousands of people sleeping on the seats because the planes, you know, they're going to go out. And they're not going to fly if they figure it's going to slow down their system. They'll just stop. All right, so who you all have been waiting for is Al Roker in this scenario, right? All right, so here's Uncle Al on this whole thing.
Some folks could be looking at 3 feet of snow. We've got winter storm watches, advisories, and blizzard watches all the way from Arkansas up to New Jersey. The blizzard watch in effect right now, Washington, Baltimore area. First time they've had that since 1993. Now, we're watching this storm system get itself together. Friday, we've got snow from Memphis to D.C., and we've got a threat of severe weather down through the southeast, including Florida. Can't rule out a tornado with this. Friday night, this really gets going. It moves into New Jersey. All the way into Nashville, Roanoke. We're looking for this coastal low to continue to intensify. Tomorrow on Saturday, snow from New York City into Boston. It'll continue to intensify, bringing winds of up to 60 miles per hour. And with a full moon, there's a risk for high tide flooding as well. Here's what we're looking for as far as snowfall. New York City, generally about 8 to 12, maybe a little bit more around Philadelphia. But the Washington, D.C. area, we're talking 12 to 24 inches of snow. Parts of Virginia could see 3 feet.
Huh. How about that? Get those generators ready, boys and girls. And if you got a fireplace, get some wood. I think that's what I'd be doing if I were at home. It's 44 past the hour. Amy Schumer in our focus next here on Good Day.
I'm all about keeping it simple. Been getting the same haircut from the same guy for 20 years. You can't beat simple. That's why the first place I turn to when I need something is Grainger. I don't want one place for my safety products and another for my abrasives. Grainger has over 1.2 million products and the solutions I need to help keep this place running. Grainger. Simple. Simple. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com or stop by. Grainger. For the ones who get it done.
How long would you wait for your shower to get hot? How long would you wait for your cell phone to fully charge? How long would you wait to get relief from your nasal congestion? If you're congested now and you want powerful relief now, use Aspirin No Drip. Aspirin starts working in seconds and keeps working for 12 hours. So, why wait? When you can start to get relief in seconds with Aspirin. Aspirin. Powerful congestion relief without the wait. Use as directed. For more information, go to Aspirin.com.
Musicians, now through Sunday at Guitar Center, don't miss the big payback. For every $50 you spend, we're giving you $10 in Guitar Center bucks good towards a future purchase. That's right, we're paying you back up to 500 Guitar Center bucks. So come by and get hands-on with the gear you really want. From the best guitars, drums, keyboards, and amplifiers to the most state-of-the-art DJ, live sound, and recording gear. Because during Guitar Center's big payback weekend, the more you spend, the more you earn. In-store and GuitarCenter.com. Exclusions and limitations apply. Visit GuitarCenter.com for details.
According to the CDC, flu cases are still on the rise. Remember these three words to help protect you and your family against the flu. Avoid, clean, and stay. As much as you can, avoid close contact with those who are sick. Also, avoid touching your mouth, nose, or eyes. Clean your hands often during flu season. And finally, stay home when you're sick. Simple ways to a healthy year. The health tip that you've been listening to brought to you by your local Health Mart pharmacy. Health Mart, caring for you and about you. Visit healthmart.com.
There are times being a genius would really come in handy.
All right, since Jess and I only ordered three drinks and split the chicken and you guys ate about three quarters of the guac, but Tim only left us $15, not including tax and tip, I'm thinking Hal and Karen split a third of the bill two ways so you guys each take on 12%. Does that seem fair?
But thankfully, you don't need to be a genius to do your own taxes. Because TurboTax's Explain Why feature helps you understand the math behind your refund. Intuit TurboTax. Taxes done smarter. Feature availability varies by product and platform.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, ink is so pricey, I've had to give up other things I need for my office.
Now, for every recycled cartridge, you get $4 back in Staples rewards when you buy ink or toner, so you'll...
I can use the rewards for other office essentials.
Bingo.
Like a desk.
That could be useful.
Shop Staples for all the ink you need at a great value every day. Staples, make more happen.
Minimum purchase, $60 on ink or $200 on toner. Limit 5 recycled cartridges per customer. Offer ends 1/23/16. For details, see store or staples.com/rewards.
Racing legend Richard Petty.
After over 1,100 races, you could say I've been through the ringer. To help me keep feeling my best, I use odor-free Blue MU made with real MU oil. Blue MU continuous pain relief spray makes it perfect for all those hard-to-reach places. And now there's the new Blue MU maximum arthritis pain relief cream. Perfect for hard-hitting arthritis pain. Thanks to Blue MU, nothing slows down the king. Use what I use, Blue MU. It works fast and you won't stink.
Available at Walmart, Walgreens, and other fine retailers.
Okay, here we are at 47 after the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Trending stories at DougSteffen.com. The winter storm, the situation in Flint, and Amy Schumer, who is in the spotlight, in the hot seat, kind of. She's been accused of stealing material. A video surfaced titled Amy Schumer is a Joke Thief. This is a 6.5-minute compilation which splices together footage from her HBO special and sketches and that sort of thing. The video comes after comedians Wendy Liebman, Kathy Madigan, and Tammy Passarelli, all of whom appear in the clip, took to Twitter to slam Schumer for stealing this material. The jokes are offensive. Pretty much that's Amy Schumer is known for being rude, crude, and uncouth. Hear a joke from Wendy Liebman's stand-up from the 1990s, followed by a clip from Amy Schumer's HBO special.
Maybe I'm old-fashioned, but I like it when the guy pays for sex. I mean that.
I am a good person, I swear to you. Like, I'm very old school. I think the guy should always pay on the first date for sex.
Well, that's only a coincidence. All right, let's try another one. Here's a Kathleen Madigan followed by a part of a skit from Amy Schumer's show on Comedy Central.
Okay, so I get why poor people are fat. But Oprah, you're a billionaire. You have enough money to pay a man to stand there and literally slap out of your hand before you put it in your mouth. You could hire a full-time food slapper.
Amy, you look amazing. What are you doing? Weight Watchers, Jenny Craig.
Yeah, right. Those take too much self-control. How'd you do it?
With Slap Chef.
With Slap Chef.
With Slap Chef.
Slap Chef? What's that?
It's a new weight loss program that takes decision-making out of the equation.
How does it work?
First, one of Slap Chef's world-class chefs makes you one of their signature dishes. Then, before you can say Slap Chef, they knock it out of your stupid mouth. Slap Chef.
All right. There's a little room there, but where there's smoke, there's fire. And here's the final person, the accuser, Miss, is it Pescatelli? I think that's her name, Tammy Pescatelli. This is something from her, and then an Amy clip.
There's so much going on right now.
right now, like women right now, and I'll tell you the truth. As a woman, I will admit that women dress for other women. Right? That's why men, if we love you, we dress you for other women too. That's why we dress you stupid. Because we want another woman to look at you and go, he's cute, but I can't fix all of this. Who do you think invented the Hawaiian shirt, okay?
You dress him like that so nobody else wants to have sex with him? That's cool.
All right. The first one, what do you think, Kara? The first one, absolutely. Second one,
I don't really think is an original. Like, I think a lot of people have had that thought, not necessarily about Oprah.
There's no
such thing as
an original thought. And the last one, what do you think?
I don't know. It's hard because it's so, like, it's such a small clip kind of taken out of context. I don't know. She does defend it, so I guess I'll listen to that later.
All right, 51. This is Good Day after the hour.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack and was told I'd be on disability for the rest of my life. What did I do? I created Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Three past the hour, moving along with things that are of interest and import to you and your life. Warren Eckstein is here from Pet Show, which is heard around the country every weekend. A lot of great radio stations carry this program. The radio station you're listening to, if it doesn't have Warren Eckstein on it, they're no good. Call the station, tell them to get Warren on, or you're not listening anymore. How's that for a plug, Warren? Pretty good.
Not too bad, Doug. I like it.
Thank you. All right, the dog flu. What's the story? The dog flew. People say, okay, am I going to get this? Is it contagious? Does one dog give it to another dog? What kind of questions are you getting from your listeners, whether it be on the program or through social media, about the dog flu?
I've heard of no cases where the flu was zoonotic, spread from the animal to people, so I don't think that's a concern for anyone. In terms of dog to dog, they're still working on it, but you know, the bottom line is this. My dog, who I normally would take to a dog park, is not going to a dog park till this is all figured out.
Well, is it across the country? I mean, you saw, if you watched the video of this the other day, I don't remember which network it was, not important, but there was a red, wherever it started, Minnesota or Wisconsin or someplace, a red, they put the state red, and then they put red in the other states where the dog flu had transferred to, and it didn't seem to have any rhyme or reason, like how would a
Dogs are mobile, you know, dogs travel, whether it be the guy driving an 18-wheeler with his dog in the car with him, or someone driving cross country, or someone going to visit grandma across the state line. So, you know, they start out gradually. I'm hoping it's at a stopping point. But, you know, as with these flus in the past, with the parvo, the corona, all of these different, you know, they tend to spread because people, you know, board their dogs. That's why years ago, if you take your dog to a boarding facility or a daycare facility and they don't make you show proof that your dog is vaccinated, I would not leave my dog there.
Really? Ah, that's interesting. I've forgotten all about that. Vaccinations for dogs. You have your dogs all vaccinated no matter what?
Yeah, especially if they're going to be staying with a group of other dogs. There's something called the kennel cough, and it's very easily spread, and it takes a long time to get rid of.
Yeah, we know somebody's dog who died after going to a kennel because the other dogs weren't vaccinated.
Exactly, and there's a vaccine, parainfluenza vaccine. It doesn't prevent every type, but it prevents most of the types. So when I was running my facility, every dog that came in must be up to date, and I never took your word for that. I wanted a veterinary note.
So the dog that we got in down at the Kill Pound in Brooklyn, Millie, was sick when we first got her. Didn't really notice it until we got home with her. And because I think of love and attention and spending some money and that sort of focus, she was saved. But I think she came out of the kennel. Other dogs in that kennel, and it isn't on the kennel necessarily. The dogs that come in, I would think it would be very hard. It's like listeria to get rid of this stuff,
especially at the state and city and county shelters, because they're just taking dogs in off the streets. Yeah. So it's a lot more difficult for them.
Right.
By the way, save your bail money. I may need it, Doug.
What's the matter?
I'm taking on a major city in their shelters once again.
Really? Which city?
A major city. We'll talk about it.
Oh, come on.
I'm taking them on. Last time I took them on, it went pretty far, but I'm taking them on.
You got arrested?
It's L.A.
I got into a lot of trouble. Let's put it that way.
Is it here in L.A.?
It could be. But we'll talk more about it in the future. But I'm going to say too many animals.
Only if you're out of jail.
Too many animals being killed for no reason. It's time someone else stood up and talked.
Well, I think New York is better at it than Los Angeles is. New York is an attempt. I don't know whether it's because they're privately run versus publicly run. Do you think that has a difference?
Absolutely. You're talking about political appointees that have been there for life. In other words, in order to get rid of them, even murder doesn't get rid of them.
So. You know, Warren, my wife is from Colombia, and whenever we go to Colombia or you go to any other kind of second world / third world country, the street dogs are just part of life.
Yeah.
And my wife has joined up with some high school friends of hers to form a group to try and take care of the street dogs in their city to try and get all the female dogs neutered, spayed.
Sure.
And it's amazing when you go to, pretty much you go to any other country, and Doug, you've been around enough, street dogs are just a way of life.
I've seen them all over the place. It's Africa.
Los Angeles. There was a movie made about a year or so ago called Stray Dogs of Los Angeles, which you can go to any of the really bad neighborhoods and you'll just see dogs wandering and wandering. Mm-hmm. Spay and neuter and education. That's the only answer to get to the kids, educate the kids about spaying and neutering, let them bother the parents to get their dogs done.
All right, let's go back for a second to talking about adopting a pet from a shelter. This is something that takes some time. You've advised that in any number of columns and blog posts that you've made. Taking time, what does that mean? You go in and you pick a dog and give them a week or a month or a day? How do you...
Here's the bottom line, okay? And I'm going to use a bad word, but it's okay to use. Once something comes into my house and it kisses me and it pees, he's there for life. So when you adopt a dog or adopt a cat, prepare yourself in advance, make the commitment, and stick to it.
Yeah. Well, making the commitment is one thing. Taking care of them, it's difficult because you see them and you don't want to leave them there. That's the problem.
You want to take them all. Absolutely right.
Yeah. Warren Eckstein is here with us from...
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.